Then I will set my face against that man, and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that go a-whoring after him, to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. And he shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and he shall return every man unto his possession, and he shall return every man unto his family. And then shall he depart from thee, both he and his children with him, and shall return unto his own family, and unto the possession of his fathers shall he return. And if a sojourner or a stranger wax rich by thee, and thy brother that dwelleth by him wax poor, and sell himself unto the stranger or sojourner by thee, or to the stock of the stranger's family, either his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him, or any that is nigh of kin unto him of his family may redeem him, or if he be able, he may redeem himself. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shemites. These are the families of the Gershonites. And of Kohath was the family of the Amramites, and the family of the Izharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites. Of Merari was the family of the Mahalites, and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari. Reuben, the eldest son of Israel. The children of Reuben, Hanok, of whom cometh the family of the Hanokites. Of Palu, the family of the Paluites. Of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites. Of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. The sons of Simeon after their families. Of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites. Of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites. Of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites. Of Zerah, the family of the Zarhites. Of Sheol, the family of the Sheolites. The children of Gad after their families. Of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites. Of Haggai, the family of the Haggites. Of Shunai, the family of the Shunites. Of Ozni, the family of the Oznites. Of Eri, the family of the Erites. Of Arad, the family of the Aradites. Of Eri, the family of the Erilites. And the sons of Judah after their families were, of Shelah, the family of the Shelanites. Of Pharez, the family of the Pharezites. Of Zerah, the family of the Zarhites. And the sons of Pharez were, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites. Of Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. Of the sons of Issachar after their families. Of Tola, the family of the Tolaites. Of Puah, the family of the Punites. Of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites. Of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. Sons of Zebulun after their families. Of Sered, the family of the Sardites. Of Elon, the family of the Elonites. Of Jahalil, the family of the Jahalilites. Of the sons of Manasseh, of Maker, the family of the Makerites, and Maker begat Gilead. Of Gilead come the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Jaezer, the family of the Jaezerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites, and of Azrael, the family of the Azraelites, and of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, and of Shemaida, the family of the Shemaidites, and of Hefer, the family of the Heferites. These are the sons of Ephraim after their families, of Shutilah, the family of the Shutilahites, of Beker, the family of the Bekerites, and Tehan, the family of the Tehanites. And these are the sons of Shutilah, of Eran, the family of the Eranites, the sons of Benjamin after their families, of Bela, the family of the Belaites, and Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ahiram, the family of the Hiramites, of Shupam, the family of the Shupamites, of Hupham, the family of the Huphamites. And the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, of Ard, the family of the Ardites, and of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Dan, after their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan, after their families. Of the children of Asher, after their families, of Jimna, the family of the Jimnites, of Jesui, the family of the Jesuites, of Beriah, the family of the Berites, of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malchiel, the family of the Malchielites, of the sons of Naphtali after their families, of Jahaziel, the family of the Jahazielites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Shillem, the family of the Shillemites. And these are they that were numbered of the Levites after their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of the Levites, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahalites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korathites. And Kohath begat Amram. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family, because he hath no son? Give unto us therefore a possession among the brethren of our father. And if his father have no brethren, then he shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it. And it shall be unto the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as the Lord commanded Moses. This is the thing which the Lord doth command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, Let them marry to whom they think best, only to the family of the tribe of their father shall they marry. And every daughter that possesseth an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be wife unto one of the family of the tribe of her father, that the children of Israel may enjoy every man the inheritance of his fathers. And they were married into the families of the sons of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in the tribe of the family of their father. Lest there should be among you man or woman, or family or tribe, whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God, to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. In the morning, therefore, ye shall be brought according to your tribes. And it shall be that the tribe which the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. And the family which the Lord shall take shall come by households. And the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zarhites. And he brought the family of the Zarhites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And when he showed them the entrance into the city, they smote the city with the edge of the sword, but they let go the man and all his family. And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And Abimelech the son of Jerubbaal went to Shechem unto his mother's brethren, and communed with them, and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, And there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren, and bare not. And there was a young man out of Bethlehem Judah of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he sojourned there. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coast, men of valor, from Zorah and from Eshtiel, to spy out the land, and to search it. And they said unto them, Go, search the land, who when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. And there went from thence of the family of the Danites, out of Zorah and out of Eshtiel, 600 men appointed with weapons of war. And they said unto him, Hold thy peace. Lay thine hand upon thy mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. Is it better for thee to be a priest unto the house of one man, or that thou be a priest unto a tribe and a family in Israel? And the children of Israel departed thence at that time, every man to his tribe and to his family, and they went out from thence every man to his inheritance. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Saul answered and said, Am not I a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then speakest thou so to me? When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken, and Saul the son of Kish was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. And David said unto Saul, Who am I? And what is my life or my father's family in Israel, that I should be son-in-law to the king? If thy father at all miss me, then say, David earnestly asked leave of me, that he might run to Bethlehem his city, for there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the family. And he said, Let me go, I pray thee, for our family hath the sacrifice in the city, and my brother he hath commanded me to be there. And now, if I have found favor in thine eyes, let me get away, I pray thee, and see my brethren. Therefore he cometh not unto the king's table. And behold, the whole family is risen against thine handmaid, and they said, Deliver him that smote his brother, that we may kill him, for the life of his brother whom he slew. And we will destroy the heir also. And so they shall quench my coal which is left, and shall not leave to my husband neither name nor remainder upon the earth. And when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. And Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brethren had not many children, neither did all their family multiply like to the children of Judah. And unto the sons of Kohath, which were left of the family of that tribe, were cities given out of the half-tribe, namely, out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, by lot, 10 cities. And out of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Aner with her suburbs, and Bileam with her suburbs, for the family of the remnant of the sons of Kohath. Unto the sons of Gershom were given out of the family of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with her suburbs, and Ashtaroth with her suburbs. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. And that these days it should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And death shall be chosen rather than life for all the residue of them that remain in this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord of hosts. Hear this word that the Lord hath spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, Therefore thus saith the Lord, Behold, against this family do I devise an evil, from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye go haughtily, for this time is evil. And the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, all the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. And if the family of Egypt go not up, and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named,